This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has the latest.
Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that Nagorno-Karabakh's 120,000 ethnic Armenians would flee the region, fearing persecution. That's after an Azerbaijan military victory last week in a conflict that dates back to the fall of the Soviet Union.
Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh continue to face the threat of ethnic cleansing. In recent days, humanitarian aid has arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh, but this does not change the situation.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. France is to end its military cooperation with Niger and pull out its 1,500 troops out of the African country by the end of the year. After a military coup there in July, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday, he said France has decided to recall its ambassador and end its military cooperation with Niger in an interview with TF1 and France 2 television stations. The move deals a hammer blow to France's counterterrorism operations in the Sahel and France's influence in the region. But Macron said France, quote, would not be held hostage. The governor of southern Ukraine's Kherson region says Russian airstrikes have killed 2 people and wounded 8 others. He says Russian forces struck on Sunday as Russia's war in Ukraine entered its 20th month. The communities hit are located in the Ukrainian-controlled part of the Kherson region, where the Dnieper River has marked a battle line since Russian troops